Blessed and praised be the name of the Lord. We are grateful to God that we can be again gathered here this morning in the presence of God. And we are already blessed by the last night, by the wonderful fellowship, by the Lord's Supper, of the Word of Life, which we heard. We greet all of you in near and far, also all those who are joining us online, who have part in this service with us. May God bless us all from the riches of His grace. We heard already wonderful songs, and we cannot enough praising the name of the Lord. Let us do it now together by song number one. I want to sing of my Redeemer, number one. We also sing song number 25. Afterward, Brother Alfred Borg will read us a word of introduction, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. 25. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
Oh!
Amen. Praise and thanks be unto the name of the Lord. I wish you all this morning God's blessing. May the Lord also this morning come to His right, blessing us together, just as He did it last night. It's the last meeting in this year, in this kind of in Krefeld. May the Lord bless us this morning in a special way. He carried us through this year. He kept us. And I think time and again He blessed us. He has given us His word. And I'm grateful to God also for this morning. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I read a word of the Scripture. One verse from 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. A wonderful verse. God reveals His Word through His Spirit so that we might know the things that are freely given to us from God. Yesterday, we celebrated the Lord's Supper, a remembrance of that what the Lord did for us on the cross of Calvary. Do we recognize the perfect redemption on the cross of Calvary? A full deliverance, a perfect healing. He has given us the most precious promises. We are grateful to God that we may recognize this, that we may recognize what the Lord is doing right now. Brother Branham once said, the people are looking back to what the Lord did, and they're looking into the future, what the Lord will do. But they forget the present tense, what the Lord is doing today. We are, of course, grateful that He has opened our eyes, our hearts and ears for that, what He is doing now. Do we recognize that the Lord has chosen us before the foundation of the world, has written our names into the Lamb's Book of Life? Is it not wonderful? But we can recognize it. We might know it. And we are grateful for that what the Lord has given us. Through the Spirit comes the revelation. And God has given it to us. May the Lord continue to bless this morning and work in our midst. May He send His word. May He go through our midst. And may He help us all. Whatever we have on our hearts, the Lord knows it precisely. And we can touch Him also this morning. Just as this woman came to the Lord and touched the hem of His garment. It was not the touching of His garment. It was the faith which touched the Lord, and she was helped. The power of healing was manifested. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is present this morning in our midst, and we may expect everything. This the Lord promised. May He bless us all together. Now let us stand up for prayer. Faithful God, we thank you together for your wonderful grace and faithfulness. And I tune in with all my brothers, with all my sisters who are present here, and also all those who are joining us online. We thank you together for the wonderful great grace and faithfulness, for the privilege that you have given us this grace to recognize. But it was not us. You have given grace to it, so that each one whom you have called, each one whom you have spoken to and addressed, whoever has received your word, recognized that you alone are the life, that you alone are giving the blessing, that you alone are keeping us in your hand, and you have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We thank you for it. Thank you. Now, we stand all together before your presence. Lord, as it was said already, we have reached the end of a year. But you prepared for us more, and you have given us more that we could ask for. You let us recognize the time and hour in which we are living. You have given us grace to receive your word. Oh God, we continue to ask you, please be with us. You are in our midst, Lord. We thank you for everything what we received, Lord. Be with us. Speak. Anoint the lips through which you can speak. Give instructions. Give us open ears, open hearts, open eyes, hearts to receive, ears to hear, and eyes which see all the great deeds which you are doing in our time. Lord Jesus, we thank you, and we ask you for your blessing. Amen. Let us sing Only Believe, Only Believe. Please, parents, come with your children. Brother Didier, please come.
English?
Deutsch.
German.
Deutsch, English and French. My God. Oh, I tell you.
A girl, the name?
Sarah.
Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, you have given our brother and sister a child, a daughter, a Sarah. Oh God, we bring her to you, and we thank you for it. Yes, we thank you for our precious brother and sister. We thank you for this blessing, and we consecrate unto you Sarah. Please receive her. She is blessed and God dedicated for time and for eternity. Bless the whole family in a mighty way. To you, the Almighty God, we say thanks for everything. In Jesus' holy name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. Very nice. You may be seated. Or is there someone else who would like to be blessed? We are just very grateful. And yesterday we have heard the report of the last missionary trip. And if we heard just now, the last meeting in this kind, of this kind, in this year. Looking back, what God has really done in so many believers all over the earth. And the nice thing is that we must not only be personally everywhere, but the sermons are reaching really the ends of the earth. And we are just grateful. If it is written, the gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then to witness it personally, that it is really preached unto all nations and tongues for a witness. And that time and again one can call out, today this scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. And as Brother Alfred Borg said already, and Brother Branham, he emphasized it many times. People are always thanking God for what he has done and are looking forward to that, what he will still do, and are bypassing what he's doing right now. And this is one of the greatest and most important lessons which we have to learn. What God did connects us with that, what he is doing right now. And what he is doing right now, this connects us with that, what he will still do in the future. Just this spiritual build-up in the kingdom of God. And we see it also in the four Gospels. Everything was reported to us, of the birth of the Redeemer up to his ascension. But then came, of course, the day of Pentecost, where the church was established, where she was called into existence, where she was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then came, of course, the period where the five ministries were placed and where the nine gifts of the Spirit have been manifested. And then also the nine fruits of the Spirit. And to this, the Lord brings us in this time. We will start the word observation right now, but firstly the greetings from our beloved brother Bope from South Africa. Sister Bope is today in our midst. Very heartfelt greetings. Then from brother Ngonga, and he reported that radio and TV stations are available to broadcast the message. Brother Cecil has phoned. There were again phone calls, grateful phone calls. Then Brother Adonis, and then brethren from Brazzaville, and Brother Matthew from Durban, and Brother Dieu Donné, and brethren from Tatarstan. The last first meeting, we had already greetings from Tatarstan. Pakistan, many know. Afghanistan also. And Tatarstan, now also. Brothers and sisters, everywhere the Lord God has his own. Then from Bloomington, from the USA, from Pretoria, South Africa, and brothers and sisters from Rome are sending greetings, from Point Noir are sending greetings, Brother Rashadi sends greetings, Brother Gideon sends greetings, Brother Kakule is sending greetings. Brother Leon from Abidjan. Brother Daniel from Kinshasa. And Brother Tomilali from Missouri is sending greetings. And greetings from Solvezi, from Zambia. Greetings from Brother and Sister Cook from Australia. Greetings from Brother Dr. Lottica. Greetings from Brother Chauffeur. Greetings from Bulumba, from Ghana. From Goma. Then greetings from Brother Motika from Johannesburg. You can, of course, imagine with what kind of grateful heart I'm standing here, that the word was not only preached, but that brothers are in all people's tongues and nations. All the cities have preachers who carry on the same word. Today we will ask two brothers that they pray with us. We have Brother Lilanda from Kinshasa here. We will ask him to come now to the front to pray with us. And today, I also would like that Brother Matthias Heinrich comes to pray with us. Is he here? Is he here in the building? Brother Matthias Heinrich, is he in our midst? Please come. Where is Brother Arben? Let us stand up. Just a prayer. I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God willing, I will return to the Congo next week. May I ask you if I can take greetings from you to the beloved in Kinshasa? Let us pray. God, our Father, We are very grateful to you that you have gathered us this morning under one head. For you, Lord Jesus, are the head of the church. We want that you speak to us. Yesterday you spoke to us. And this morning we are in great expectation. Anoint your servant. Anoint our ears, our eyes, and our hearts. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. My beloved, Paul wrote to the Colossians, and he was complaining so that they should be united in the love, that they understand the mystery of Christ. It was difficult at the beginning for the church who didn't have any scriptures like we have it. There were many directions, and Paul had to fight with these directions. And we know Laodicea is also a symbol of the last church age. And we know that there are more than 666 Christian denominations. And there must be a union in love so that they understand the mystery of the Godhead. Yesterday we heard it, that the people don't know it. Let us thank the Lord. Heavenly Father, you have put us into this time so that we understand the mystery which you have revealed to mankind in this time. You have sent a church age messenger to whom you spoke. We didn't know it ourselves. You have spoken to us about this wonderful spiritual union. We thank you that it's happening in our time and that the people can understand it in the various languages. For the age of Laodicea is not at the end yet, and the word is still directed to this age so that they understand the mystery which you proclaimed, what they didn't know from the beginning. But today, it was again put upon the lampstand. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let us sing once again, Only Believe, Only Believe. Amen. You may be seated. We are grateful to God with all our hearts. Just two more things which can be mentioned briefly. You all know Brother and Sister Kupfer, they're not coming anymore. Sister Kupfer, she went home, and last Monday we had the burial in Fegersheim near Strasbourg. And Brother Kupfer is sending greetings to all of you. He has also reached an age of 94. He cannot drive a car anymore. He's very sad about it, that he cannot come anymore. And let me make here the remark, there's no couple which was so faithful on every last Sunday of a month. They were in Zurich, and every first Sunday of a month they were in Krefeld as Brother and Sister Kupfer. No couple. 44 years. Zurich, Krefeld. Krefeld, Zurich. It was the content of their lives. It was at the first place. And we're just grateful to God that our sister, without suffering, she was called home. And now she can be in glory. Now also, our sister Keck was also called home. The mummy of brother Willy and Hans Keck. And tomorrow we will have the burial there at 13 hours. We are just so grateful that we know when God calls someone home, then only those who are ready, those who are ready to go into glory. Also in the prayer of our brother, Matthias Henrich, we have heard it, of what's all about. It is about the mystery of God, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord. And it can only be revealed by the Spirit. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit, but discussing about it. But also this thought now, the thought that we are now still living in the last church age. And it was really the situation as in no other church. Lukewarm. And then to the overcomers, the greatest and most precious promise is given. Of all the seven promises, the most precious is in the last church age. He that overcometh will sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down on my Father's throne. And we really understood, we really gratefully received that the promise is only given to the overcomers. He that overcometh. And then they have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Not with one's own power, but they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of the testimony which was given to them. And here it's about the testimony of Jesus Christ. Here it's about the spirit of prophecy. Brothers and sisters, we truly have been given a period by God which is very, very important and precious. Never before was everything so placed in an order and revealed as in our days. And somebody Somebody expressed it last night in his prayer. God promised, I send you prophets and scribes, teachers. And when God sends a prophet, then it's just necessary that the things which the prophet proclaimed in the name of the Lord, that they are doctrinally placed biblically. And this is, of course, the giving out of the food in our time. Just in a wonderful balance, remaining in the presence of God and experiencing how directly, not in theory, but in praxis, practically, the Lord speaks with us. This is not an imagination. This is a divine reality. The Lord speaks through His Word with us. We believe it and we get it revealed by the Holy Spirit. No one of us needs to visit a Bible school. But our Lord said of them who were taught in the school of heaven. So, not somewhere at the feet of a Gamaliel, no, at the feet of our beloved Lord and Savior. And very grateful we are for the revelation of the Godhead. That we just know there was and is and forever will be only one single God. And this one God revealed Himself already in all of the Old Testament as Lord in a visible form of appearance. Together with two angels, He could come to Abraham. He could sit under the tree. He could have the meal together with him, washing his feet. And then all three were accompanied by Abraham. And the two angels, they went on to Sodom. And in the evening they arrived there. And then it's so nicely written, and the Lord remained with Abraham. And he said, how can I hide before Abraham what I am about to do? Abraham was the prophet, and God reveals what He would like to do. He reveals it to His servants and prophets. And as yesterday, we will also refer to it this morning, that we also received the promise just as Abraham received it. Please, don't forget it. Abraham had a personal relationship with the Lord. He has heard His words. He has heard the promise. He had a meal together with Him. We need this personal relationship with the Lord so that we don't have to say, he or she told me that. No, that we just can say, the Lord spoke to me through His Word. And He revealed it to me by the Holy Spirit. Yes, it's really the most wonderful time in which we are living. Brother Alfred Borg, he read from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, probably verse 12. He was reading. And we will continue to read. We will continue to read 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let us read verse 12, 13, and 14, and 15. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. And then comes the clear teaching, for which purpose the Spirit of God was given to us, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. By revelation, to know what God has revealed and given to us in this time. Then it continues in verse 13, which things also we speak. We speak of that what God promised to us. And what he promised to us, this he already gave to us. This is already a divine reality. It just needs to be manifested. And it will be manifested. And of this we speak. Of what do we speak in this time? We, of course, don't tell you stories. We speak of that what God promised, what God has done. What we may witness in this time by his grace. Then this very precise formulation, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches. What do we have to do with the wisdom of men? No, God has given us the divine wisdom by His grace to receive with all respect what he has given to us by his grace. And then as it continues, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. This content is inspired by the Spirit, and we are inspired by the same Spirit of God to proclaim this word and the promises to connect them with the fulfillment. Very powerful. We are gathered here today, and all who are joining us online, we as the preachers of the Word of God, comparing the spiritual things with spiritual, that is in agreement 100%. Verse 14, we are told, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Here we have a very clear language. The natural man does not receive anything which comes from the Spirit of God. But we, who we are born again by the Spirit of God unto a living hope, we have the relationship and the connection to God, and we receive and accept. For the natural man, that's how Paul writes, it's foolishness. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Please, dear brothers and sisters, let us compare the spiritual content with the divine word. Proclamation and word must be in agreement by grace. Then we read in verse 15, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Just imagine this. The spiritual. Brothers and sisters, this is you. This is each one of us who sits here. Not only preachers and ministering brethren, all of us, we need the spiritual mind of our Lord. As Paul has written, let each one have the mind of Christ. So, all of the church is built upon revelation ground. And as we said many times, the curtain, the veil was torn, and the way to the most holy place is free. The Ark of the Covenant is open, and the blood of the new covenant was shed to connect us with God and to reconcile us with Him. Then we continue. We go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Here the man of God writes, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. But even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. It was always a spiritual battle. Contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Then in the next verse, verse 3, for our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile, but as we were approved of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who trieth our hearts. Just very powerful words. And we may find ourselves here again. We may take this word to heart. And we may ask ourselves the question, does it apply to me? Does it apply to us as the preachers of the word? What we have read here, it's written. Let us read verse 4 once again. But as we were approved of God to preach the wonderful true gospel of Jesus Christ, the Word of God. We have been entrusted with it. It was God's decision, not the decision of Paul. God decided who will be appointed to it, to preach the Word. And as Paul writes, not with guile, no, freely and open, the preaching of all of the counsel of our God, we may proclaim and pass on by grace. Then we have the wonderful word in Philippians, where it also speaks of that the Lord sends His own, but also that people are going from themselves with some kind of other things having in mind, other things. Let us read it. Philippians chapter 1, verse 15, 16, and 17. Philippians 1, 15. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife. Yes, just imagine this. Somebody stands on the platform and preaches of envy and of strife. What is this now? What kind of preaching? Out of envy and strife. What good is it for? Oh, how grateful we can be. Not envy, not strife, but the revealed holy word of our God is being preached. May all others do what they cannot leave. But we have been entrusted with the true gospel. It's even written of envy and strife. Verse 15. And some also of goodwill. May God give all our brothers, give the goodwill with the preaching of the word. And the goodwill is that the Lord can teach his people in this time, calling out his people, where no brother presents anymore his own opinion, but where God's word is preached in clarity and truth, and only then it will accomplish for what it was sent for. Then verse 16, some preach Christ of contention. Here Paul gets very personal. Some preach Christ of contention, but others of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. All ministers who in the days of Paul preached the word, they were joined with him and his ministry. There was no they were just one heart and one soul. No contention. As we read, they were connected with him He had a special responsibility before God. And all who had responsibility then before God, they agreed with him, with Paul. And they preached the same gospel. Then he repeats again. He writes, verse 17, but the others, do not preach Christ in a goodwill. If one preaches Christ with a guile of strife and envy, what is this? What good is it? No. To God be the thanks that we preach the holy word by the commission of God. And all who are of God, they hear and believe, and they get it revealed. Let us read verse 17 once again. But the other, the one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add, they are preaching Christ, yes, in their own kind, to be heard by the people. They don't want that he is heard, they want that they are heard. Not I must be heard, he, the Lord, must be heard. And the people must know, here does not speak brother so-and-so. Here the Lord speaks through his word to us. And we believe what he said. Then Paul says, knowing supposing to add affliction to my bonds. The brothers really don't know what kind of pain, what kind of affliction they did to Paul when they preach another gospel. But because this was said to Paul, one can read it in Galatians 1, whoever preaches another gospel is under a curse. Of course, not a gospel of envy and strife, but the true, clear gospel. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself and has given us the full salvation. And as Paul has also written, we are preaching Christ, the crucified one, as the power of God. And so may it also be manifested in our days that the Lord God really is in our midst, and that his word still accomplishes in as much as it is believed for what God has sent it for. In Acts chapter 26, Paul was referring to his commission, to his sending, which he received from the Lord on the way to Damascus. Here in Acts 26, verse 16, we read Acts 26, verse 16, but rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee. Here we have again the report, as written in Acts chapter 9 and also chapter 22. Here Paul spoke about that he was given a direct commission, and that this preaching which was entrusted to him, that he didn't receive it by himself, but he received it by the commission of God. And then he says in verse 22, having therefore obtained the help of God until this day, I continue unto this day witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. This is the true proclamation, saying nothing else but only that what God said already in his word. And only then the proclamation is in agreement with the word. And then the word will accomplish in those who hear it and become the power of God. Brothers and sisters, what is it about today? Today it's really about that we hear the last message, that we are coming out from all strange doctrines. And we all understood, of course. We touched upon it yesterday. Everything is united. All churches, all religions, everything is united. But the church of the living God is, of course, not in this union which is connected with religion and politics. No, Father, I in them and thou in me, so that we all might be one. God manifested in Jesus Christ revealed in us, in the church of the living God. But we are reaching the point where then it will be said, this is the unity which God wants, and all who didn't submit to this unity which God wants, they must then feel it and get it. Yeah, God will let us be faithful until the end. He did not deny us, and we will not deny him. He has revealed his word to us, and we are holding fast to it in life and in dying, in life and death. And we know that we will be with the Lord all times. Three scriptures are touching me in a special way, which refer to the return of the Lord, and which speak about that we are waiting for the great hour of the return of Jesus Christ, being prepared, getting ready. There are three, but there are even more. But there are three special statements about those who are waiting for the return of the Lord. We all know Hebrews 9, verse 28. We read it many times. And we will write about it. And time and again we will put it into the hearts of those who believe. Hebrews 9, verse 28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that wait for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Them who wait for him, he will appear unto salvation. Now we come to the direct question. Are we already waiting unto the Lord? Do we look for him? Are we connected so much with him that we truly can cry out, come soon, Lord Jesus. Please take it to heart for all who wait for him. Who wait for him. Who hardly can wait for it. That he returns. Who are finished with this world. Who just have to remain here as long as the Lord returns. But it's fulfilled in us. You are not of this world, just as I am not of this world. Therefore, the world does not know you, recognize you, because it didn't recognize me. We are of heavenly origin, and we are returning back into our homes. As a songwriter sings, my home is there on high, where one doesn't know anything of trials and sufferings. So firstly, for all who wait for him, look for him, it just touches me, because we have reached that we are very near to the return of the Lord. And it's better we emphasize it now that somebody could accuse us later on and would say, would you just emphasize it more, then we would react to it. No, we are emphasizing now that we have reached the last period now, that the calling out and separation takes place, and that the bridegroom prepares his bride, and that all who are part of the bride are hearing the voice of the bridegroom. Then we have the other scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Here the man of God gave his testimony of the return of the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 4, the first five verses we emphasized many times. But here in verse 7 and 8, 2 Timothy 4, verse 7 and 8, the man of God writes, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. May the Lord give it to me. May He give it to all of us. That we can really say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. In every trial, under all circumstances, I have kept the faith. And I was holding fast to it. And then he gives the testimony in verse 8. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. This is just so powerful. Who loved His appearing. Who were joined with Him so much that they just could hardly wait for it. They just say, Lord, come. Come, beloved Lord, come. Take us home. As written here, who love His appearing. Let us go through all the denominations. Who is waiting for the return of the Lord? Who has heard that God has sent a message to forerun the second coming? Who? All are in their own programs. But God has given us the grace to be put up to date in the kingdom of God, to draw our attention to that, what He promised for this time, and what He's doing right now. Then, the testimony of the man of God. Not only that I fought the good fight, it is a fight, a battle. It's a battle. And on one side, we are not fighting with flesh and blood. But we just have to run away from the influence of the evil and to be put under the influence of God so that we are really remain under the divine influence. The battle will be here. The battle will remain. But the victory is ours, already given to us by God. And it will be manifested. For thus Paul is writing, henceforth, the crown of victory, the crown of righteousness is laid up for me. And then this wonderful statement, not only to me, whom I preached the word to the believers, but to me and to all who love His appearing. Paul had a goal in his preaching. He wanted that all who hear the words of his mouth, that what he has written, that those who believe it, that they are part of it when the Lord returns. Is it today different? Today, it's the same. The same God who commissioned us to preach his word, it is of course him who revealed it to each one of you. No private lessons must be given. And as we said many times before, not one discussion needs to take place, not one. The Lord speaks. And the natural man does not receive anyway the things of the Spirit. One can discuss hours and hours. No, we don't do it. But the spiritual man, it will be revealed to him. Because he has access to God. And God has access to him. If we have access to God, then he has access to us. And then the union takes place of bride and bridegroom. So, not only waiting for him, but loving his appearing. Then we have the third scripture in Matthew 25. Matthew 25, verse 10, a scripture which we read many, many times. Matthew 25. And here we have, for this period of time, actually, the last word. For we are living in this period in which everything will find fulfillment. As written here in Matthew 25, then, verse 1, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. When then? When? In our time. When the return of the bridegroom is really at hand, up to date, as it was never before. So, in this period of time. And then we are told in verse 10, Matthew 25, verse 10, and while they went to buy oil, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut. We have three main thoughts here. Three main thoughts are expressed. Who are waiting for him, who love his appearing, and who are ready at his return. They will take part in the marriage supper. Let us say it once again, brothers and sisters, not only Paul and all the men of God at their times, and not only Brother Branham, it must be our goal, and it's my goal, that all who hear the word of God now, that they believe it with their hearts, believing every word, experiencing the inner preparation by his grace, getting a direct connection to our Lord. These three things, there are even more, yes, but today we abide with these three points. Those who wait for his appearing, and those who love his appearing, and those who are ready at his return or appearing to enter the marriage supper. I'm 100% convinced that God has put himself under an oath and that every promise will come to fulfillment. And whoever hears now to that, what the Spirit is saying unto the churches, is preparing himself, is waiting for the return of the Lord and looks forward. Lord, come soon. Come soon and take us home. Let us summarize what should be said here today. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit. Some are preaching the gospel because they are commissioned to it and they are called to it, and the others are preaching it of envy and strife. But all who are now part of the bride of the Lamb, they are not interested in any envy or strife. They are only interested in the true and holy Word of God, which is revealed to us and made alive unto us by the Spirit. It's not a letter, but it's revelation by the Holy Spirit. Even about this, what Brother Branham has said or was told, just think of it, how many various directions came up, and all are referring to the prophet. If we count it right, then there are already 146 questions came in about certain things which Brother Branham said. 146 questions. And my answer is, I have only to preach the Word. And I don't need to answer one of these questions. And then a brother writes, so we are ready for the conversation, but only based upon the statements of Brother Branham, and not that we include the Holy Scripture. They must search for someone else, not me. And then even the remark, all can interpret the Scripture of their own. And what is with that, what Brother Branham said? These things they are interpreting. No, brothers and sisters, that what Paul has written at that time comes also in our time into fulfillment. The true proclamation of the true Word, and whoever is of God heareth the voice of God. And then the many right and left who are preaching of envy and strife, making efforts. And what good is it? They bring just splits and strives and various directions. Let us say it once again. Every true doctrine connects us with God and connects us with one another. Until today, the true doctrine of the Holy Scriptures didn't cause any split. Only heresies and wrong teachings caused splits. And therefore, we put the emphasis upon the true proclamation of the true gospel. Brothers and sisters, we are just so grateful with all our hearts that we found grace in the sight of God. And that the unfailable prophetic ministry which was given to Brother Branham, that we respect it. And please forgive me if I mention this once again. For I am aware, perhaps not in our midst anymore, but perhaps someone else. There are really people. If I mention some things what I experienced personally, that they think by themselves, oh, again must he say these things? And the others, they're just so happy that it is said once again. Yes. You can imagine it, really, what it means for me to have witnessed this unfallible, perfect ministry which was repeating in our time. I witnessed it. I was an ear and eye witness of that. Also this we said before, in the prayer lines, after the meeting, the call was given that the people should dedicate their lives to the Lord. And then came the healing lines and prayer line. And in these prayer lines, there were people standing from various countries and races which didn't know Brother Branham at all. And God showed him in a vision who they are, what their problem is, all the details. And more than 1,500 times, he could say, based upon visions, he could say, "Thus saith the Lord." And not a single time it was wrong, because God showed it to him in a vision. And then he could say, "Thus saith the Lord." So we can place the ministry 100%, because as it happened with our Lord, who had to be a prophet, of which Moses prophesied, "A prophet like unto me, God will arise among you." And as our Lord could say, who Nathaniel is, and who Philip and Peter and the woman at the well, he could say, "Go to this place, there is a man, he carries water. Tell him the master will enter into his house to have the supper." This direct prophetic revelation, the direct prophetic ministry connected with visions. And therefore, our Lord, when he became man, in his prophetic ministry as the Son of Man, he had to say, and he also said, "The Son can do nothing but what he sees the Father do. This the Son doeth likewise." How often Brother Branham repeated this? And he said, at that time, the Lord said it to the Jews and Samaritans. He showed it as the last sign. And he said, the same is repeating now in the church. The same ministry, the same confirmation. God really confirmed the word. We are saying these things, what our eyes have seen, what our ears have heard, and what we experienced personally. But we are, of course, preaching Jesus Christ. William Branham, how often he said, of what kind of family he is coming from, how it was with his father. One really hardly can say it from the very simple circumstances. But God takes that what is nothing before the world, so that all the glory belongs to him alone. So God fulfilled his word. He has sent a prophet like Elijah before the great day of the Lord. And we have been brought back to the beginning, back to the original foundation, to the doctrine about the Godhead, about baptism, about all the Bible subjects. We have been taught about that what happened in the Garden of Eden, up to the new heaven and the new earth. Everything was told to us as never before, in a full harmony. Old and New Testimony was summarized. It was revealed to us by his grace. And we are ordained by God to believe, as the scripture has said. And these 3 points, I just want to give all of us along the way with the completion of this year and also for the next time. We have the hope that God will bring His work to the completement. I could read you. The time is alone with God. He decides what will happen. He decides how it happens. He decides when it happens. This our God decides. But we are truly in great expectation that the Lord will complete His work in our time. With young and old, with all who hear the word now, who believe it with all their hearts, and as we read, getting ready to be part of it when the Lord returns to take His own home. And as sure the promise was given by our Lord, I go to prepare a place for you, and I come again. So sure it is written, we have no home here. Here we have no remaining home. Our home, our citizenship is there on high with the Lord. Everything is prepared, and we will be surprised when we will enter glory. Please, for all you newcomers, trust God, trust His grace, trust in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. Don't look on circumstances. Don't look on yourselves. And where there is still lack, please pray and say, Lord, give me the grace. Make me completely free. Deliver me completely. That whatever hinders me to enter glory, please let us put it aside and let us receive everything what we can take with us into glory in all areas, in all realms, remaining sober. All the young people, carry out your profession, planning everything, planning your lives until now, but in the heart being joined with God, knowing it's just for a very short time. And once again, let it be said, Paul had a direct commission to go to the Gentiles, to preach the word, and all who were joined with God at that time, they were also joined with Paul and joined with his ministry and proclamation. And all the others who preach out of envy and strife and jealousy, preaching Christ or the message, they will not reach the goal. I say this once again. God wants unity in the church. He doesn't want any strange doctrines, no strange fire on the altar of God. God has the right. Holy. Holy is the Lord. Holy, the Lord of hosts. And He who started, He will also finish. Word by word. And the build up happens in the love of Christ. Let us say this once again. Those who wait for Him, those who love His appearing, and those who are ready to enter glory. And I really count with it that all who hear the word now and who believe the last message with all what goes with it, and those who are obedient, submitting to the word and submitting to the will of God, they will be part of it at the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, one word. To me it was said that somebody has come to be baptized. Should some be added? You all know we spoke about it. All who are in Paris, they should be baptized in Paris. All who are in Brussels, they should be baptized in the city of Brussels. The brothers in the local assemblies, they carried and have responsibility for the believers. We are coming together here from all peoples, tongues and nations. Once in a month, we are coming here together to hear the word together. But our brothers, they are at the various places. And they have responsibility for the local assemblies. And therefore, we ask to respect it. Should some be here who would like to be baptized, the sun is shining, the baptism can take place. To our God be the glory and the praise throughout all eternity, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing the chorus, "Just As I Am." Perhaps the two sisters have a fitting song. Please come to the front. Put the mic there.
Wer muss es hören, dass Jesus spricht? weiche von mir, denn ich kenn dich nicht. Wirst du es sein, werd ich es sein. Wer stimmt mit ein in des Lammes Lied? Bald, ja bald, bald, ja bald. Wenn es melodisch zum Throne zieht, wirst du es sein, werd ich es sein. Wer knüpft von neuem der Liebe Bahn, wer bald mit Freuden dort Hand in Hand, nie mehr getrennet am goldenen Strand, wirst du es sein, werd ich es sein.
Danke vielmals.
Thank you very much.
Danke vielmals.
Thank you very much.
Auch dazu,
also to this,
könnte man lesen,
one could read
Offenbarung 15,
Revelation 15, one could read the blood-bought flock, Revelation 14, will appear before the throne, and the song goes forth, and the 144,000 will hear it and learn it and will tune in. It's just so wonderful what God prepared for us. And as it was expressed in the song, who will enter the pearly gates as the victor? Leave the question mark behind. Just say in your heart, beloved Lord, you spoke to me. You have redeemed me. I am your inheritance. You pardoned me. I believe every promise and every word. And I believe that I am part of it. And I will be amongst the multitude which is ready to enter the marriage supper. Believe it. According to our firm faith, it will take place, as a song goes. Don't doubt anymore. Believe that the Lord has given promises to fulfill them. And this we will emphasize once again. Children of promise believe the word of promise, and they get it revealed, and they have part in that what God is doing right now, until we come from believing unto seeing. Now we are bowing our heads for prayer. And then I would like to ask, who would like to be baptized? Is somebody else? Here is a young man, one young man. Please raise your hand so that we can see it. Do we have someone else? If not, Philip baptized the eunuch. So, it's enough if we baptize one. Today we will ask Brother Paul Schmidt or Brother Eric Schmidt to do the baptism. Let us sing today once again, Just As I Am.
Thank you.
only believe. Amen. And it's really possible that we are part of them who are ready, who are waiting for His return and who love His appearing. Be honest. Why are we coming here from near and far? For what purpose are people traveling 1,500 kilometers? Just to hear a sermon? Yes, to hear the word of God by the preaching. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And therefore we receive and accept. Can you believe that God has really ordained us for this purpose, to hear now the word of the hour, to believe it, to get it revealed, and to be equipped with a living hope and with a certainty that we will be part of it when the Lord returns? And God has given me, of course, this wonderful experience of the rapture. Don't worry. Just believe. Only believe. And we will see the glory of God. How many understood that it's now in our time about the true proclamation and not about that what is happening left and right out of envy and strife, but about that what God has said in His Word? And as Paul emphasized, we don't say anything else but only what God did say already through the prophets. Don't you think that this has become true? This is right. This we are not only reading, but this applies to us in this time, at this place. Let us pray. Great God, You have given much grace without our efforts. When the time was fulfilled, You have fulfilled promises in our time. You have drawn our attention to You and to Your Word. And in this time, we may be the children of promise, and every promise we believe, also the promise of Your return. And we thank You also for yesterday and for today. These are hours and days of preparation. Decisions have been made, and I thank You for it. Dear Lord, I consecrate unto You Your blood-bought flock. I consecrate unto You all who believe now, as the Scripture says, all who have received and accepted your word, who are spiritually minded, and who by the Spirit were led into all the truth. Dear Lord, together we are praising and glorifying the power of your blood and of your word and of your Spirit. And we give you alone the glory. Bless all over Europe. Bless Asia. Bless Africa. Bless on all continents. From the east to the west. From the south to the north. Bless all who are joining us online, in all peoples and tongues. Bless all who will receive these DVDs and who are having part in that what you are doing right now. And we thank you, precious Lord, for the reverence which you have laid into us, to tremble before you and to tremble at your word with reverence. We receive and accept every word, and we believe as the Scripture has said. Dear Lord, also for this, I would like to thank you from the bottom of my heart that you have now a blood-bought flock who is being prepared unto your return. We thank you that the message which you have given to us, that it foreruns your second coming. And all who are born of God, they are hearing the words of God, and they believe every word. Dear Lord, in your name, I claim by the proclamation of your word, I claim all bright souls. I claim all who will be ready, that they are waiting for your coming, that they go out to meet you, and that we can come together so long until you are calling us home together. We thank you especially for the ministry of the Apostle Paul, for all the epistles, for all what he has written. Yes, for all the epistles of the apostles, whether of John or whether of James, we just thank you with all our hearts for it. And we thank you for the ministry of Brother Branham in our time. A man sent from God with a last message addressed to the people of God. And he who has an ear to hear, he will hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Dear Lord, once again, I say it by faith, all my brothers and sisters, they are not coming in vain here, from all the neighboring countries and from all over. They are coming because they believe that you are calling out your people now, preparing them. And I thank you that we may be part of them who experience their preparation now, who have said yes to you, who are waiting for your coming, and who love your appearing. Just as a bride is longing for the marriage to see the promise fulfilled, so we also, as the bride of the Lamb, are in great expectation, joined with you in love and joined with one another. in the first divine love. We thank you for your precious and holy word, for the everlasting gospel which you revealed to us and which is now preached among all nations and tongues. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And he that hears it, let him say, come. To you, the Almighty God, we say thanks in Jesus' holy name. Also for this weekend and for every scripture. Oh, how precious is your word. Hallelujah. Blessed and praised. Please bless all. And should there be some in our midst still who need salvation, who need healing, who need deliverance, dear Lord, stretch forth thine hand, save, forgive, heal, deliver, and bless us all from the riches of your grace. Bless all brothers who also carry your word in agreement with that what is written. Bless all brothers. Bless our translators. Bless in all peoples and tongues. Once again, we thank you, the Almighty God, with all our hearts, also for this weekend, for every scripture. You spoke to us, we believe, and we thank you with all our hearts for it. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. And all the people say, hallelujah. And all the people said, amen. You may be seated briefly. Pardon? Let us stand up. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, our sister is sick. You know what the problem is. You know exactly what kind of disease she has. By your stripes, she was also healed. Receive it. Precious sister, be made well by the power of God. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. I don't know whether the choir has a song. Pardon? The time is for us. Beloved, just be seated for a moment. God willing, and if we are still alive, on the first weekend in January, we will have the next meeting on that Saturday and on that Sunday, as previously. Please remember me in your prayers so the Lord can call out the last ones, wherever they are. Has the choir still a song? I don't know. Is Brother Eric in our midst? If not, where is Brother Eric Schmidt? Will he baptize? Who will do it? Perhaps he is in the technical room. We are just grateful. May the Lord bless you all. May he bless you all. Take greetings with you to Africa. Take greetings to South Africa. Precious Sister Bope, take greetings. Take greetings to Kinshasa, to the Netherlands, to Belgium. Just take greetings with you into all the world. Let us sing Amazing Grace. All right. No problem. Let us sing Amazing Grace. Song 35. All. Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Great God, we say thanks for this wonderful grace which you have given unto us today. You spoke to us through your holy word. We thank you for all the grace. Thank you that you are still the same yesterday, today, and forever throughout all eternity. Thank you, Lord. Please give all grace along their journeys. Keep your protecting hands over them and keep us in your word for the glory and honor of your name. We thank you for everything, and we ask you for your blessing. Amen. The couple from the Czech Republic, you have come with your son, please come to the front, who would like to be baptized. A very young man, 14 years old. God bless you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are happy that you have come. Should there be someone in the Czech language who baptizes you? Who should it be?
Brother Siegfried.
Brother Siegfried. Brother Siegfried shall baptize you. He should translate. Okay, then we do it. Then we go from here to the baptism pool. And we wish you already now God's blessing with all our hearts. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.